Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown, voice of the Bills, will be calling tonight's game on WGR and the Bills Radio Network. He's on the WBEN Liveline. Chris, the 2-0 Bills, the 0-2 Dolphins in primetime. On paper, it should be a mismatch, but these two teams always have fun playing together. Do you see the Dolphins as more problematic than the Jets?
Yeah, they've had their problems. I don't think there's any question about that. And look, this is why a lot of people think the Bills are the overwhelming favorites in the division, because the other teams are, you know, working through different stages of their development. Some are struggling more than others, and the Dolphins have not looked good through the first 2 weeks. They played a closer game last week against the Patriots down in Miami, but their defense is having a world of problems just stopping teams. They gave up points on the first 10 opponent possessions this season. Their first stop defensively was when Drake May and the Patriots offense took a kneel down at the end of the first half. They've given up 33-plus points in each of their first two games. That's only the second time in team history for them. And they're giving up a league-leading completion percentage to their opponents of 79%. That is an enormous number. They've got a lot to fix on the defensive side of the ball, and they got to do it on a short week.
You know, Miami is, they've had some struggles here as of late in the last year, but you look over the last 5 years or so, they've had some really good moments. They've been able to, at times be the hot team in the NFL, a really high-powered offense, yet they always seem to have their struggles against the Bills. Buffalo has their number. What have the Bills done right against the Dolphins over the last, 4 or 5 years that has led to this success?
Yeah, I just don't think the Bills are a great matchup for them. Tua Tagovailoa, as we know, while he's a talented quarterback, often has a high passer rating, a high completion percentage. It can often put up numbers. And this is an offense that can be explosive. They have elite speed, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and their primary running back, Devon Achane, who's been a thorn in Buffalo's side with 6 touchdowns in 4 career games against the Bills. They just have trouble sustaining it, and they often find themselves behind on the scoreboard early against the Bills, and that often puts them in a one-dimensional all-out pass mode, and that allows Buffalo's pass rush to get home, and the Dolphins are coming into this game a little gimpy on the offensive line, which they have completely revamped since last season. Their starting right guard, who was 10-year veteran James Daniels that they signed in free agency, from Pittsburgh, and their starting right tackle, Austin Jackson, a former first-round pick. Both of those players are on injured reserve already, so they've got 2 backups on the right side of their offensive line, and in a road atmosphere on a short week, that's going to be a big-time challenge.
The Bills are without Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. Who will need to step up?
Well, I think we're expecting Dorian Williams to spell Matt Milano, and this is a role he has filled before. If you remember, he got 11 starts last year when Matt Milano ran out right before the start of the season with a torn bicep tendon. So this is familiar territory for Dorian Williams, and you know, I think Dorian Williams is still underrated, even by Bills fans to some extent. He only got 11 starts in this Bills defense last year. At the end of the season, he was the team's leading tackler. So I don't think they're expecting too much drop-off at the linebacker position. And look, I thought the collective did pretty well in Ed Oliver's absence last week against the Jets. We'll have to see if there is a practice squad elevation here tonight like we saw last week when Zion Lowe got called up, and he flashed in the game. He had a half sack and a batted pass. You noticed him, young Georgia product, who is not small by any means. I mean, 6'6", 325 pounds. He helps provide some beef in the middle. We'll see if he's the call-up or if veteran Jordan Phillips is the call here tonight.
On offense, James Cook has gotten a little bit more of a heavier workload through 2 weeks than we've seen him in years past. What else has changed on offense this year that you've seen through two games with the Bills that has led to success?
I think they've leaned very heavily into heavy personnel, two and three tight end sets. They really like the rookie tight end Jackson Hawes working with Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, so that three-headed monster has been a problem for opponents, both in the blocking game for the run and in the passing game. So I think Joe Brady has really liked some of the heavy personnel sets, even with Reggie Gilliam putting the fullback on the field. I mean, you look through the first 2 weeks, and on over a third of their offensive snaps, they've had either two backs on the field or two or more tight ends on the field. They've really leaned into that portion of their offensive personnel groupings.
Allen, perfect on Thursday nights, by the way. He's 7-0. Tua is 0-3 on Thursdays. Do you think it's going to be hard, though, for the Bills not just to look beyond this one?
No, because it's a division game ultimately, Susan, and these games carry extra importance because the job one is to win your division, to earn yourself a top four seed in the playoffs. Obviously, the Bills are gunning for higher than that, but that is step one. And so on a short week where you really have to flip the page quickly and the fact that it's a division opponent, I think has the team, you know, squarely focused on this game and not looking ahead, not to mention, you know, next week's game isn't exactly a headline matchup against a Saints team that's got a lot of problems of their own.
Well, all looking forward to tonight. And Chris, you should have some great weather for it. That's got to be a plus.
Well, yeah, I mean, September's elite season here in Western New York, right? And as my broadcast partner on One Bills Live says all the time, Steve Tasker, this is a Chamber of Commerce evening for national television. So, yeah, the weather is great, and we're all going to enjoy it at the stadium tonight for sure.
Awesome stuff. Chris Brown will be on the call tonight on WGR, just down the dial. Thanks for being with us. Bills and Dolphins kickoff at 8:15, looking to get to 3-0 on the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.